This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. I first met a teen, I'll call Albert, 3 years ago when he was 17. He had run away from his sixth foster family. He told me they were physically and emotionally abusive. The police picked him up on a park bench where he'd been living for about 6 weeks. When they found him, he'd been badly beaten up. He was homeless and using methamphetamines to escape his thoughts of self-harm. Albert was one of many unhoused young adults I treat. When I met him, his skin needed stitches. He needed counseling and social support. Over the next 3 years, I would say that I saw Albert maybe 50 times. He often came in wet, with torn clothes, shoes with large holes in the soles, and carrying everything that had not been stolen from him in a plastic bag. He was always exhausted and most often hungry. Albert was one of more than 500,000 homeless in the U.S., a number that, according to the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, jumped 12% in the last year, the highest number on record. And this increase applies to homeless youth as well. Some of these unhoused youth are part of intact family units, but many are on their own, having been abandoned by everyone who might have provided love and protection and care. They are often lonely and scared. Albert started off with some mental health issues, including depression, low self-esteem, and grief for the loss of his biologic family at the age of six. Slowly, he added substance abuse to those problems. Treating infections, open wounds, or providing protection for HIV is easy. What Albert really needed from me was a prescription for an apartment, food, a job, and social support. These were things I could not provide as a doctor. Medi-Cal is the insurance that provides medical care for those with limited means. In the past, the government has banned the use of Medi-Cal money for non-medical care. But that's slowly changing. Some Medi-Cal programs now offer air filters for those with asthma or meals to those with limited mobility. California is also rethinking the meaning of health care. The state is spending $12 billion of Medi-Cal money on finding and paying for housing. But the plan is controversial. Supporters say providing housing will keep people healthy and save taxpayers money by keeping people out of jails and hospitals. Some research supports this view, and others does not. But even if it does work, there's the question of what happens after the rental assistance runs out. 3 years on, Albert developed HIV after deciding not to take his preventive medication. He engages in survival sex, uses methamphetamines heavily, and is still homeless. Health insurance doesn't have close to enough money to solve all the problems of homelessness. But some health insurance providers, like Kaiser Permanente, recognize that homelessness is a major driver of poor health, and they're spending money to build affordable housing. What is very clear is that providing only classic medical care is not a long-term solution to improve health for the unhoused. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.